Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. PC Consultants, an award-winning company celebrating 25 years in business.
Hi, I'm Steve Love. You know all these potholes in the road? Where do they all come from?
There's a hole in the road. It wasn't there yesterday. Where'd it come from, I hear you say? Well, there's no need for this mystery. I made that hole, it was made by me. 'Cause I'm the pothole man, and I come in the night in a little black van to the Isle of Wight like a human mole. I dig a big hole wherever I can, 'cause I'm the pothole man. Why do I do it? Well, not being funny, but like everybody else, I work for the money. The people with 4x4s to sell, and the garages and tyre shops pay me well. Each cracked suspension and broken sill gets me a cut from your garage bill. And island roads, they pay me loads, 'cause they get paid for every hole they fill. 'Cause I'm the pothole man, and I come in the night in my little black van to the Isle of Wight, and like a human mole, I dig another hole wherever I can, 'cause I'm the pothole man. Away with my pick and my spade when I tripped and fell into a hole I'd made. But I didn't cuss and I didn't make a fuss, 'cause I landed on the roof of a Newport bus. And people say that someone may build a big bridge across the sea one day, but if they do, I'm a-telling you it'll be one big pothole before I'm through. 'Cause I'm the pothole man, and I come in the night in a little black van to the Isle of Wight like a human mole. I dig another hole wherever I can, 'cause I'm the pothole man. Now when I die, down I'll go to dig for the devil in his world below. Take care if you come down as well, there'll be potholes all along the highway to hell. 'Cause I'm the pothole man, and I come in the night in my little black van to the Isle of Wight like a human mole. I dig another hole wherever I can, 'cause I'm the pothole man. It's time that I finish this song, and I'd like you all to sing along. And if you don't, then here's my warning, there'll be potholes all along your streets by morning. 'Cause I'm the pothole man, and I come in the night in a little black van to the Isle of Wight like a human mole. I dig another hole wherever I can, 'cause I'm the pothole man. I'm the pothole man, and I come in the night in my little black van to the Isle of Wight like a human mole. I dig another hole wherever I can, 'cause I'm the pothole man.
Hey. Steve Love and the Pothole Man, and I'm pleased to say that Steve is actually in the studio right now.
I'm pleased to say that too, thank you.
Good afternoon, Steve, how are
good
you?
Good afternoon, I'm fine, thank you.
Do you know what, you sent me a couple of tracks a few weeks ago, and there were probably about 10 tracks, and what I like about the tracks is you introduce every one of them, which is nice. It gives it that personal touch, and it just reminded me of someone that used to be on the Isle of Wight, and he used to do similar sort of. I'm guessing it's folky kind of fun music. Laurie Say,
yes, exactly. Never met him, never heard him, but the first time I did one of my songs, a sort of quirky song about the Isle of Wight, somebody from the audience came and scribbled his name down on the back of my word sheet. And I went and looked him up. And, for those who don't know, he was an Isle of Wight folk singer in the late 60s, early 70s. did a load of songs as hilarious now as they were then about the Isle of Wight. And I can see, and you've actually got a copy of his single. I never got to do a single, but tell us about it.
Well, you should do a single. You should, honestly, because I think your songs are fabulous, and they're so witty and so funny and so happy as well. This was given to me by a guy called Arthur. I don't even know whether he knows that I've still got it, but he brought it in when we first went FM, and it was put in a plastic drawer, and it was left there. And it's still, and I went to, as soon as you came in and it was mentioned, I thought, we got that disc somewhere. I had to go in and clear all the stuff off the top of the, you know, off the top of this actual track. But here it is, a 7-inch single. Songs were the Southern Vectis song, UDI for the Isle of Wight, and I really thought we had that on the system. And that's one that you said you wouldn't mind having a bash at.
No, I'm going to try and borrow that record off you when we're finished and copy that one, because that's his, actually was his most famous hit. I think there was some sort of question about the Isle of Wight being taken over by Hampshire back in the 1960s, and UDI for the Isle of Wight and the Islanders out with their pitchforks features in there somewhere. I've never heard it and I want to.
Oh wow, it's got some lovely words on it. A rousing call for independence inspired by the naughty activities of Mr. Ian Smith. The first public performance of this song had a devastating effect. The frightened men at County Hall started sandbagging their windows, and membership of the Isle of Wight Nationalist Party shot up by 7.
Well, that's more impact than I've ever had, but I'll keep trying.
And that's from 1968, and probably the one that I remember most of all was the Isle of Wight for me. Have you ever had a go at that?
I've never had a go at it, but it's a great song, and my songs very much follow in his footsteps at a respectful sort of distance, because his are great. But same sort of area, really, celebrating the Isle of Wight through songs, mostly sort of humorous somewhere, some of them serious, but all just inspired by how much I love this place.
Great. And you moved here in 2012?
2012, so been here 7 years. And music has been my way into the island. I've sort of, all the people I've met, all the pubs and bars and clubs and everywhere else I've ever gone, have all really been driven by the island's music scene.
So how do we, you know, when you could say, because you're from Sheffield, we had a little chat off air, you're from Sheffield originally?
Sheffield originally, lived all over England and...
So did you write songs about the places where you've always lived?
Not really. I never stayed in any of them long enough. You have to be somewhere for a while to sort of work out where the in-jokes are and what things you really can't talk about or you'll offend people, and I try not to do that. And just get under the skin of the place. But they seem to be working. I'm taking my songs all over the sort of clubs and open mic nights and folk nights and so on.
Brilliant.
And they keep inviting me back, so I must be either good or cheap. I'm not sure which.
So come on, tell me where you're playing at the moment. Where are you going?
I run the open mic nights at the Solent in Ryde on Thursday nights. I'll be there tonight, so I'll do a few of those. But I was at the open mic night at the Ale House in Cowes on Tuesday night. That was a bit different because that was a really younger set of people, sort of student-y age, but incredibly talented. You know, I tried to work out how in their short lives they've learnt so much music. Folk club at Harrison Barnes, that's another of my favourites on Tuesday nights. Just where I go through the County Press What's On guide and hit a couple of them every week.
All right. We do a folk show every Wednesday with John Hacker. I don't know if you've heard of John Hacker. He's quite a well-known musician on the island.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure that it fits in the same bracket. Maybe you should be a guest on his show. Because we looked for the Laurie Say tracks, and he's got 2 of them in his system. I know I've got all 4 at home.
Right.
But sadly, I don't know if I can get hold of them from here and put them on, that UDI for the Isle of Wight. I think that would be quite a good one to play in this hour.
That's the one I want.
That's the one you want. Yeah, but we'll have to talk about the loaning of this record, because, of course, it's not mine, and now I've revealed that I've still got it. He may even call to say I want it back. It was only loaned to you. But we shall see. I'm pretty sure he won't mind. But so you're going to do a number of tracks for us.
I'm going to do a few songs. Yes, thanks very much indeed. Shall I get ready to do one now?
Well, just before you do, tell us about the song.
Right, this song is called Where the Isle of Wight Once Used to Be. And the idea came from, I think I was on some sort of tour of the island soon after I got here, and was told the island is shrinking at a rate of 2 metres a year as the coastline washes away. So I worked out 2 metres a year, that means that in 17,000 years, at 2 metres a year, there won't be an island. And I thought, that's a bit sort of a stretch for a song. But then I sort of fed into that climate change, rising sea levels, and the vulnerability of living on an island made mostly out of mud and in the middle of a rising sea. shortened the timescale to 100 years, turned it into a song which was meant to be just a sort of quirky little one, but people seem to really like it. It's the one that people ask for most, so I thought I'd start off with that one.
Brilliant. OK, now what's going to happen is you're going to hop up and you're going to go over to another microphone where it's all set at the correct level, and you're going to grab your guitar and see, professional as ever we are, we've got everything all set up. And so over to you then.
Here we go. Right, this song is set 100 years in the future in the year 2119 AD. The year's 2119 AD. There's water and waves washing all around me. I'm sitting in a boat on a big blue sea where the Isle of Wight once used to be. I've heard the stories that the people tell, how the surf surged in and the cliffs all fell. Sea view became sea, sand down was all sand, pond well was a pond, topland had no land. Rocks all was rocks and shore well was shore, fresh water was salty, not fresh anymore. Fishbourne was fish, new town just newts, to get to the shops you needed Wellington boots. And the year's 2119 AD. There's water and waves washing all around me. I'm sitting in the boat on the big blue sea where the Isle of Wight once used to be. Then one day Ventnor just wasn't there. Nobody noticed, nobody cared. But when a big wave knocked the county hall flat, people said the island ran better after that. The round the island race lasted 17 minutes. From the gun at the goal to the flag at the finish, you could do the whole coastal path in 10. Just walk in a circle and you're home again. And the year's 2119 AD. There's water and waves washing all around me. I'm sitting in the boat on the big blue sea where the Isle of Wight once used to be. Then the ferries complained the island was too small. Sometimes in the dark they couldn't find it at all. And when their boats kept getting lost, well, what could they do but put up the cost? Again, some more. Then after 100 years of debate, they built a bridge and a tunnel. Now isn't that great? No ferries to miss, no having to wait. But they opened them up just a bit too late. 'Cause the year's 2119 AD. There's water and waves washing all around me. I'm sitting in the boat on the big blue sea where the Isle of Wight once used to be. Soon the island became so small that a large umbrella could shade it all. You had to take care that you didn't fall, and then there was no island at all. But what of us people? Well, our story's sad. We gathered our children and all that we had, sailed north, but the British said, no fear, go home, we don't want migrants here. And the year's 2119 AD, there's water and waves washing all around. We are sitting in our boats on the big blue sea where the Isle of Wight once used to be. The year's 2119 AD, there's water and waves washing all around. We are sitting in our boats on the big blue sea where the Isle of Wight once used to be.
Hey, yeah. Love it. It's so, you had me chuckling there, you really did. Do you want to do another one while you're up? It's up to you.
Yeah, do another one while you're up. Yeah, I can have a longer sit down.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we'll get some tea and biscuits in a mo for when you sit down, so we'll get another song out of you before you rest.
Going to need a bit of harmonica.
All right, prepare yourself. Harmonica at home.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say, Laurie says one of my influences, Bob Dylan's another, so strap a harmonica on and another part of my sort of musical foundation was, of course, the three Isle of Wight festivals, 1968, 69 and 70, which are being celebrated right now, last weekend, a year ago and next year, with events on the island to mark those three festivals run by the All White Now group. I've been at both of those. I missed the three festivals back in those days. I was just a little bit too young, but I knew they were taking place. And they were a huge part in the way music works in this country. They set the theme for festivals ever since and so on. I was very privileged last year, Ian, to be able to open the first of the 50th anniversary festival events with one of my own songs. So I was the opening song and the opening act, telling the story of the Isle of Wight Festival. ¶¶ live, I'll put my capo on and then start again in the right key. In 68, when I was just a kid, someone might have told me, don't know if they did, about a festival down a little country lane, with the Move, Pretty Things and Jefferson Airplane, and Fairport Convention rocked the night on the Isle of Wight. Did you feel all right? I didn't go, I was just a kid, but I heard 10,000 people did. '69 and the festival's back. Sunshine, tents, mud, speaker stacks. Don Paxton, Joe Cocker and the Moody Blues. Julie, Felix and Free and the Who, and Bob Dylan rocks the night on the Isle of Wight. Did you feel alright? I didn't go, I was just a kid, but I heard 100,000 people did. Well, they tore down the fences, now the show was free. ELP, Procol Harum, Joan Baez, Hawkwind, The Doors, Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, Tiny Tim, and Jimi Hendrix rocked the night on the Isle of Wight. Did you feel alright? I didn't go, I was just a kid, but I heard 500,000 people did. Was it? They said it's all out of hand. They changed the laws of the land. They got the festival banned. It's the end of the show, so I didn't go. The festival's back now, but I didn't go. Didn't have a ticket, hadn't got the dough, and I don't know if I could still rock all night, but it sounded pretty good from the road outside. But I went back just the other day to see where Dylan and Hendrix played. There's nothing there now but fields of hay, but when I closed my eyes it was like yesterday, and I could feel the crowd sway.
Joe, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. We should have a bit of, you know, there's only us two here, but I mean, we should have a bit of that as well. Absolutely wonderful. I love the lyrics. I love the fun, and it just tells a story. Every song you've got is, I'm guessing it does. It tells a story, doesn't it? He's gone now. He's like, fighting to get to sit down.
Yeah,
and
it's a big studio to walk across.
It's massive, isn't it? It took you five minutes to walk across there.
Yeah, all the way from, yes, that side of the desk to this side.
Every song's got a story, then.
I like songs with stories in. Another influence, Chuck Berry. His songs sort of tell little stories. I know it's just now a sort of guy and a girl in a car, but there's a story in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Would
you ever like do a version of your own My Ding-a-Ling?
Don't do a version of My Ding-a-Ling, but actually, it's definitely not my favourite Chuck Berry song. I saw him three times, and it's not my favourite.
No.
But actually, as songs go, because I write songs, I now sort of listen to other people's songs, not just how they write them, but what works. And of course, what works on My Ding-a-Ling is two things. A nice simple chorus that you can learn the first time you've heard it.
Yeah.
And I have to do that because I'm not using songs that people have heard before.
No.
So I have to make them accessible. So if I'm going to put a little sort of catchy line in or something, it needs to be something that people can pick up easily. And the next song I'll do, I'll give you an example of that. The other, so you can, I said, you know, My Ding-a-Ling, you can learn that quite easily.
But did you know it's actually the original version is 10 minutes long?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got it's a massive long story.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah. That,
I think they only played like a shortened version on the radio years ago.
And the other thing is, it's slightly cheeky, of course.
Yes.
And that is a sort of thing you can weave into this genre of music is a little bit of cheeky. You know, you can't go too far, or certainly not on the radio. So sometimes I weave a tiny bit of cheeky in as well.
Good, good. That's what you need, a bit of fun, just to lighten the mood. I know a little bit later on you're going to do a song all about Brexit.
Yes.
How has that come about? Has it come about in the last 3 years, or is it...
No. I mean, I've been watching lots of other people do Brexit songs, and you know they're sort of angry or frustrated or sad or mournful or something. And I'm not angry or sad or frustrated or mournful about stuff, certainly, right. Or try not to be. I've been thinking, shouldn't I? You know, as a serious musician, be tackling Brexit? I mean, look how Bob Dylan and John Lennon, you know, captured the mood of the decade and shaped people. I thought I should be doing that.
Yeah, why not?
But no, this week I'd had enough of sitting on my hands. So knowing I would come on here, I've rushed off a Brexit song for you.
Brilliant.
But it's meant to be an uplifting sort of amusing one rather than a sort of miserable, sad, grumpy one.
Good. I look forward to hearing
that. It's got an eye-white link. I'll do that last so that if you don't like it, you can throw me out and then...
All right. You're on.
So yeah, make sure we leave time for that. Yeah.
Okay. How many songs have you got in your repertoire?
I've got about list ticks over about 25, which is about enough because I aim to be able to do a sort of 1 hour set.
Yeah.
So that's about 12 to 15 songs, and you need to swap them in and out, or every now and then. After I've played one a few times, I realise I love it, but nobody else does. So that quietly goes into the great shredder in the sky.
Okay.
And another one pops up to replace it. Okay. I'm not going to do them all today.
It's 12:26, so I mean, we've only got another 34 minutes anyway, and we've got to have that Brexit song. So what we're going to do is if you could get on your feet again, and you got to make your way over to the other side of the store. We should have some footsteps. You know, we should have it disappearing. Like, here we go. It's a 5 minute walk across the studio. Are you there yet? No. Right. I'll text you when I'm halfway. I'm going to get you to just tell us about this next song that you're going to do. You're going to get yourself all mic'd up and got your guitar. And does this one need a mouth organ?
This one needs a mouth organ as well. So hold on while I.
Okay, so if you just tuned in, it's Vactis Radio FM 104.6. It's me, Ian, Mac, and Steve Love, who is a local entertainer, singer songwriter. He's got his guitar, he's got his mouth organ, he's got a great voice, brilliant set of lyrics to do. And this song is, what is it called?
It's called "Miss the Mermaid Gin Song."
The Mermaid Gin Song. Yeah, looking forward to hearing this.
The origins for this one, people who know their folk music will know Mike Harding. And he did a song which is famous in all the folk clubs, or used to be, called Uncle Joe's Mint Balls, about peppermints made in Wigan. So I thought, how can I do that? Well, we don't make peppermints on the Isle of Wight. I don't know that we do. But we do make gin on the Isle of Wight. So this is the Mermaid Gin Song. I haven't actually asked the boss of Mermaid Gin for permission to sing about his gin. Running the risk that if I do, he might say no, and then I won't be able to sing it.
right, but he said he's all right. He's all right with it.
I don't think he'll mind.
No, good. Take it away, then.
They take spring water, juniper berries and grain, and secret botanicals, they're not sane. And they put them in a copper and they mash them all day, and they bubble it all night long. And out of a column still clear and bright comes mermaid gin, and it's all right. It's the best kept secret on the Isle of Wight, or it was till I wrote this song. Mermaid gin, but it doesn't have real mermaids in, just waves of heaven and a ripple of sin in a bottle of mermaid gin. The gin's named after the mermaid bronze on the rocks by Cowes Marina. She plays dead with a seagull on her head, I'm sure you must have seen her. And I like to have a gin or three when into Cowes I sail. When I do, I swear she winks at me with a cheeky little flick of her tail. Mermaid gin, it doesn't have real mermaids in, just waves of heaven and a ripple of sin in a bottle of mermaid gin. Whoop. Whoop, harmonica out. Tell it's live, and... Once I fell in love with a mermaid, she swam in from the sea.
I knew I really fancied her, and I thought she'd fancy me. And so I said, shall we be wed? You're the one I want to marry. But she said no, and I've got to go, because I'm staying Halibut. Mermaid gin, mermaid gin, it doesn't have real mermaids in, just waves of heaven and a ripple of sin in a bottle of mermaid gin. Well, my best mate's got a girlfriend, but things are rather slow. However she puts this question, the answer's always no. So we gave him a bottle of mermaid gin to see if he might flirt. Next morning we found him sewing all the buttons back on his shirt. Mermaid gin, mermaid gin, it doesn't have real mermaids in, just waves of heaven and a ripple of sin in a bottle of mermaid gin. When I found where they make a mermaid gin, I took myself along to see the boss to ask if he would like to buy my song. He said, I love it, how much do you want just to hear you sing it again? I said, boss, you keep your money, just pay me in mermaid gin. Mermaid gin, mermaid gin, it doesn't have real mermaids in, just waves of heaven and a ripple of sin in a bottle of mermaid gin. It says mermaid gin on the tin, but they don't put real mermaids in, just waves of heaven and a ripple of sin in a bottle of mermaid gin.
Hey! thank you. Steve Love is in the building, and we've got more from him in a mo, and we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back with some Laurie Say first, so because that was the inspiration.
Vectors Radio. 104.6. The heart of the island's community.
The Medina Theatre, your premier venue for arts, music and comedy.
A stunning tribute to a true icon, Believe, the Cher songbook, is on the 27th of September. There's a hilarious evening with a special talent show winner on the 6th of October. Lost Voice Guy presents I'm Only In It For The Parking. And on the 12th of October, it's Jim Davidson's outrageous new show, The People Fight Back.
Call the box office on 823-884 or visit medinatheatre.co.uk.
We all know that keeping fit and healthy eating is important. We also know that regular exercise is part of a healthy lifestyle. But we also know that finding the time, motivation and energy isn't easy. The Fit Mindset Code is here to help. Contact Danny on 07966 070 636 or visit our website on www.thefitmindsetcode.com. We offer an holistic, systematic approach to health and well-being because it's all in the mindset.
Getting married is expensive, so wouldn't it be great if you could buy a brand new, tagged, fabulous wedding dress for less than one third of the price? Well, thanks to the closure of a wedding dress shop, now you can. We have around 200 dresses to choose from in sizes 6 to 16. They include crystal, beaded, lace, tulle, taffeta, satin and silk. If you're getting married or know someone who is, ring Friends of the Animals on 522511 to make an appointment to view. We have 60 feet of rails, which includes evening gowns and flower girl dresses. Ring 522-511.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983-292-040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Working at Vectors Radio as part of my work experience was an amazing week and a great opportunity to improve my confidence and most of all my communication skills. It is a great place for young people in the community to have a voice and talk about what they feel is important, whether it's a serious matter or light-hearted interest. The four-piece project not only teaches technical skills like producing and promoting, but also your social ability, and is open to anyone. If you'd like to take part or learn more about this, visit www.vectorsradio.com.
Music variety.
Music variety
that blows your mind.
Fittest Radio, FM 104.6.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. Call us at PC Consultants on 01983 811 711 to find out more about our award-winning service.
From the grubby sands of Shanklin, if ever you should stray, from Yarmouth down to Ventnor, from Rye to Topland Bay, from Bembridge to the Needles, from Yavelland to Brook, you'll find a Southern Vectis bus wherever you may look. If you're lucky, listen to the rumble, the racket and the din, and listen to the jingle of the money rolling in. Well, it's a public company and it's owned by all of us, so make yourself a profit, ride a Southern Vectis bus. It doesn't really matter if you're off the beaten track, a Vectis bus will pick you up and swiftly bring you back. And if you chance to miss it, well, you mustn't scream or swoon, you know there'll be another one tomorrow afternoon. Listen to the rumble, the racket and the din, and listen to the jingle of the money rolling in. Well, it's a public company and it's owned by all of us, so make yourself a profit, ride a Southern Vectis bus. Get a 19 out to Newtown for night and catch a 10. A 24 to Alverston, get you there and back again. It doesn't really matter if you live out in the sticks, you can always get to Atherfield on number 36 three times a day. Listen to the rumble, the racket and the din, and listen to the jingle of the money rolling in. Well, it's a public company and it's owned by all of us, so make yourself a private ride, Southern Vectis bus. If you're marooned at Nurston, our service will not fail. From Whitwell or from Wellow, from Chillerton or Chale, from all points of the island, we will get you home all right, providing you don't travel after 9:30 at night. Listen to the rumble, the racket and the din, and listen to the jingle of the money rolling in. Well, it's a public company and it's owned by all of us, so make yourself a profit and ride a Southern Vectis bus. Now here's to our conductors, they do a worthy job. You'll always find them smiling when they charge you a couple of bob. And if you feel like quibbling, they'll never wear a frown. They know that in the summer it will cost you 0.5 crown. Listen to the rumble, the racket and the din, and listen to the jingle of the money rolling in. Well, it's a public company and it's owned by all of us, so make yourself a profit, ride a Southern Vectis bus.
There we are. That's Laurie Sayer, who is the inspiration behind my guest today, Steve Love. And you, that's the sort of stuff that you do. But I must admit, listening to the lyrics there, they're talking about 0.5 crown. There'll be people that will be listening to this thinking, what's 0.5 crown? And I just wonder whether it's worth you doing an updated version, a 2019 version of that old song, and just changing the lyrics to fit to today's world. What do you think?
I think I'm not going to, because he is he is so completely sort of captured the, you know, taking the mickey out of the buses sort of field in that song. Sure. I don't think modernising it wouldn't improve it. No, I think he's terrific. He's done another one actually on the hovercraft, back in the days when the hovercraft was new, and you know, so, yeah. And he's such a good songwriter that not only is it really funny, but he manages to get the sort of make and model and specification of the hovercraft engine into the song without breaking the sort of rhythm or rhyme of the song. He's a very, very talented guy. No longer with us, I think. But
yeah, he died a few years ago. I think it was probably
an island
in the last
hero,
10 years.
Island hero.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, the hovercraft song, as you mentioned, there is a new voice rumbling in the land, its raucous vibrations jerking the Isle of Wight, protesting into the 20th century, and suddenly no man is an island. Those are the words on the actual sleeve itself. Now, you've got an event tonight. You host an open mic night.
Yeah, I mean, the island has got a terrific live music scene. I fear it has withered on the rest of England, certainly. I drive through towns of quite some size on the mainland, and there'll perhaps be one pub with a live music on Saturday, and that's about it. On the Isle of Wight, I should think there's at least 50, probably more, pubs, bars, restaurants and so on with some form of live music. Bands at weekends, Fridays, Saturdays, perhaps duos or lighter music on Sundays, stuff during the week. And serviced by a whole industry of pretty sort of professional bands in terms of their kit and their song set and actually turning up when they're supposed to and so on. It's really, really working very well. But yeah, open mic nights, that's I think that seems to be a bit of a growth area. And some of them come and go, and some of them been around for years and years and years. So I host some of the open mic nights at the Solent in Ryde on Thursday nights. I'm not really going to sort of plug that one particularly. Well, I am, yeah. Come to the Solent tonight. Really, on behalf of all the open mic nights around the island, I'd say this to people. If you've never played in public in front of everybody, if you've been a sort of closet guitar player or musician, whether on your own or with other people, this is your way out of that. Come along, have a look in the county press. They're all listed in there. Turn up to an open mic night. Arrive sort of early, you know, about the time it says it's going to start, not halfway through. Seek out the person who's running it, who will be rushing around sort of dealing with wires and things and a bit harassed, like me. Tell them who you are. Tell them I play. Tell them, could you go on early? Tell them you've not done it before, and they'll really look after you and get your sound right and deal with, you know, any sort of cables or technical issues for you. And just have a go, and you will find enthusiastic, sympathetic audience who are totally behind you all the way. And then you never know what will lead on from there. But open mic nights, they're great, and please feel free to support them.
Brilliant. So, because I know you said you didn't want to plug it, but come on, you've got to. It's Solent.
The Solent's one of the long established ones. It's over in Ryde. It starts about 8:30, runs through to 11:30. There's a regular set of people who perform, and then other people who just turn up, and we book them all in, and everybody has three songs, it's a complete mixture, so we get folky stuff, we get rock stuff, we get ballads. Last week we had a couple who came out from Southsea, a wonderful lady singer and her other half playing a saxophone, and they did some jazz stuff. They were absolutely terrific. I was at the... you get youngsters come in and they are, you know, shockingly talented, I think. I don't remember anybody that good at that age when I was that age. People can sing solo, they can turn up with mates or friends or a group, or even people who are trying out, thinking of forming a group, will come along and try out three songs on the public and see how it works. But I promise you this, any open mic night, not just the Solent on Thursday, every Thursday, you'll get a great reception from the organiser and from the audience if you turn up and want to put yourself in front of them and play or sing.
Brilliant. I love you. You just painted a lovely picture of people being supportive and encouraging and so on, and giving those people the opportunity that have never done it, but quite easily and quite clearly can do it. So that's a nice thing to know. Now, you were going to come in on Tuesday, but you couldn't because of beer and buses, and you're going to be performing on the beer and buses as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I did the beer and bus weekend for the very first time last year. I don't know why it took me so long to get around to it. It was absolutely fantastic. I was just blown away by it. You buy a programme. If you don't know, here's how it works. You buy a programme for £7. In that programme is bus routes all over the island. There's about 100 historic buses converge on the island from all over Britain, plus all the ones from the museum here. There's over 100 pubs this year. Last year there was 92, all serving real ale. And the buses serve routes. And with your £7 programme, you can hop on any bus all over the weekend. It's the 12th and 13th of October this year. There's even discount vouchers for the beer as well. So free buses and cheap beer, all for £7 for a whole weekend. It was wonderful way of seeing the island and drinking a bit of beer. And as I was trundling around last year, I thought, is it possible, physically possible, to write a song with all 92 participating pubs and venues in their more or less correct geographical sequence around the island and all the buses into one song? And the answer is no. You can't get all the buses in, but I managed to get all the pubs in.
Ah, right.
All 92 of them and about 23 buses. Yeah, I played it to the beer and bus organised people, and I became their poster boy. Yeah, they put my picture and my song right on the top of this year's website. Steve Loves Beer and Bus Song, click here. And then on Tuesday was the publicity launch, so we all got a free open-top bus ride out to the White Lion and some nice real ale there in Arrowton, and met all the dignitaries and VIPs and the King of Ride, I mean the mayor, but... I got a chance to play my beer and bus song live to the all the beer and bus organisers of the event. I'll be doing it again this year. I thought since it's topical and good timing, might do that song here.
Brilliant. I was going to ask you if you would do it here. So, yeah, if you get on your feet now and walk across that very, very large studio floor, you should be there in about 5 minutes and you should be able to give us that Beer and Buses song, which I think you said it was the 13th of October, Beer and Buses this year. So just over a month away. Last year was a massive success, and the year before that, but it seems to be getting bigger and better each year. So the poster boy for this year's event is getting himself ready with his guitar. No mouth organy bit for this.
Messed that up once already. I'll leave it out for this one. Maybe bring it out on another one. Yes.
Okay, over to you then.
Let's put a little capo on, shall we? Make it a bit higher, get a bit deep in here. All this lovely warm air you've got. We decided, me and a couple of friends, to do the island beer and bus weekend. So we're off to ride early on a 58 links to the Cedars and the Woodman for a couple of drinks. Haven Street Station and the buffet car, and the Solent and the Simeon and Harry's Bar. Fowler's King Luck, as quick as we can, the Marine Bar Railway and the Gambling Man. Then we headed out east on a Titan 59 to the North Bank, Old Fort, Mermaid and Vine. Pilot Boat Propeller and the Seaview Hotel, the Yardbridge, Weechie, Fugle, Kingswell. Pulverhaven Spinnaker, got the Old Village Inn, Sandown Airport out for a spin. On a 1981 Leyland National to the Corkheads, Castle, Ocean Deck, Old Comico. Then we're bumping and shaking on a Bristol VR to the Shanklin Chiding, King Harry's Bar. Village Inn and Hollyer's on the Leyland Cup to the Volunteer Blenheim Ventnor Rugby Club. Perks Crab and Lobster at the Ventnor British Legion and the Winter Gardens on a 52 Regent Knight and the Bud, the White Lion, Joe's Bar and the White Horse Whitwell on Old Leyland Dart. Riding on a leopard into Newport Town with the checkers and the galley bag a sinking pints down. Then the castle and the crispin and the bargeman's rest, the man in the moon ale house, Wren's Nest, Key Arts Cricket Club, Prince of Wales, Weed Chief, Cows, Corinthians, nice real ales, did the Kingston Arms, yet we're feeling good, and the Anchor and the ale house and the Global Home Woods. Northwood Cricket Club, Yachtsman Sugar Store and the Woodvale Hotel on a Tiger 54, Union Duke of York Island Sailing Club, then over on the floaty to the Ship and Castle Pub. It was working that day. Fountain Vectis, Portland West to the Blacksmith's Waverley, Sportsman's Rest, Traveller's Joy, White Lion, Aratone and the Sons of Calborne and Holverstone, the Brystone Bishops and the White Mouse Trail, Porchfield Cricket Club, nice real ale, then the Crown at Shorewell and the Dairyman's Daughter, and we're on a route master bound for fresh water. Waterfront Piano Bar, Vine, Marconi's up at Allen Bay, then the Red Lion, then the Bugle King's Head, Reed Sheaf and that's us, been in every pub, rode on every bus. So we done a lot of miles and we downed a lot of ale, but there's one thing I can say, no fail, next year gonna do it all again, on the island beer and bus weekend.
Hey, wow, love it. Absolutely love it. Stay there, you can do another one, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Just imagine now, if Laurie Sayer wrote that particular song back in the 1960s, that song would have been about 5 minutes longer than that version, because there was a hell of a lot more pubs. Some of those pubs have closed down over the years, but the ones that you just mentioned are still going. 92 of them, did you say?
There was 92 pubs, bars, cricket clubs, that sort of thing last year. It was such a success. There's now 124 this year. They've asked me if I'll rewrite the song, and I said no, which of course means
you say no a lot, don't you?
Well, it means that when they ply me with ale, I think the answer will probably change.
Yeah, playing hard to get.
Another verse, or those ones will even be even more crowded.
Brilliant. So, what are you going to do next? Because I know you're finishing up with the Brexit song, aren't you?
That's my last song for this session.
I think we've got time for two.
Whoa, we'll have to go next door and dig another one out from storeroom. Is that all right?
So if you go with one song now, and then we'll finish up with the Brexit tune, if that's all right with you.
It is indeed.
Hey, what are you doing now? Are you changing? You've got to go outside and change stuff?
Yep.
All right, okay, you carry on then. I'll feel. It's all right. if you just tuned in, you're listening to Vectis Radio, it's 10 to 1. We've got Sharon and Matt here. They're waiting to do their first show on Vectis Radio here, their first afternoon show together. They're here for the afternoon between 1 and 4. 4 o'clock today, it's Dan Best, another new voice on the radio, doing his second show for Vectis between 4 and 6. 6 and 7, it's Hello Vectis. And 7 o'clock, it's Brian Curtis with the Eclectic Mix tonight. And it's if you just tuned in, we've got Steve Love in the studio, and he's just kind of picking up another set of lyrics. So that's what he wanted, another set of lyrics. He's getting things ready. He's going to do a couple more tracks, one of which we're going to finish up with the Brexit tune, which is going to cheer you up. Apparently it's really, really funny. It's not like, I mean, when you think of Brexit now, you think of misery, pain and so on, but he's going to cheer you up with that one. What's the song you're going to do now for us, Steve?
Right, I mentioned Bob Dylan as an influence. He's been with me forever. I didn't see him when he played on the island. I've still never seen him. I was at the million-dollar bash event that was at the showground last weekend, celebrating all Bob Dylan's music. Saw a few other of my heroes. Julie Felix was there. A couple of the Pretty Things. Wishbone Ash was there. There was a couple of members of Fairport Convention and so on. No Dylan. But there was a book, there'd be a load of books out about Dylan. I met the people who organised the 1969 festival there. And Ray Folk has written a book called Stealing Dylan from Woodstock, the whole story of how Woodstock was deprived of Dylan 50 years ago so he could play on the island. And the book inspired this song. So the song is called Stealing Dylan from Woodstock. I got a book called Stealing Dylan from Woodstock. Bought it off a friend of mine. There's pictures of the people who flocked to the Isle of Wight in 69. There's a photo of the stage tent blowing in the breeze. The crowd waiting, even climbing the trees. And there's Dylan, guitar in his hand, and he's striking up a song with the boys from the band. And he sang, Rainy Day Woman, she belongs to me. Maggie Spong, I saw St. Augustine. It ain't me, babe, like a rolling stone. Wild mountain time with the Eskimo. Highway 61, lay, lady, lay. One too many mornings, threw it all away to Ramona. Minstrel boy, I'll be your baby tonight. And Mr. Tambourine Man sang the man in white. First record I bought was Blood on the Tracks. Turn the lights to low, the sound to max. I learned all the words to every song, even Jack of Hearts, and it's 9 minutes long. I took myself, my harp and guitar, round to all of the clubs and every bar. I wanna be Dylan, or so it would seem, but hey, can't a boy have a dream? And I sang, Rainy Day Woman, she belongs to me. Maggie's Farm, I saw St. Augustine. It ain't me, babe, like a rolling stone. Wild mountain time with the Eskimo. Highway 61, lay, lady, lay. One too many mornings, threw it all away
to Ramona, Minstrel Boy, I'll be your baby tonight. And Mr. Tambourine Man sang the man in white. I found my way down to Woodside Bay to search for the spot where Dylan played. I walked that ground for half a day, but it all seems to be gone away. And while I was walking, he was in my head. The songs he sang, the things he said. I was walking with Dylan, or could it be that he was walking with me? And we sang Rainy Day Woman, She Belongs to Me, Maggie's Farm, I saw St. Augustine. It ain't me, babe, like a rolling stone, Wild Mountain Time, Queen the Eskimo, Highway 61, Lay, Lady, Lay, one too many mornings, threw it all away, to Ramona, Minstrel Boy, I'll be your baby tonight, and Mr. Tambourine Man, with the man in white, with the man in white.
Wow, wonderful. Now, we've literally got 4 minutes. Whoa. Can you squeeze a Brexit song before we go? Is it a four-minute song?
Or a song if I get a move on, yeah.
All right, then.
Right.
Go on, you get a move on. You ain't got to go across the old studio floor. Because you're already there. Yeah. All right, take
right,
it away.
Yeah, I thought, all this Brexit stuff going on, we just need to sort of something a bit more light-hearted. This is light-hearted. I've got my Brexit hoard. I've bought all I can afford. I've filled my attic and cellar with all the stuff I've stored. I need never go abroad, because I'm such a patriotic fella. I didn't want to stop, so I've cleaned out every shop. If Brexit comes, I'm going to be all right. And all of my stockpile was made upon this isle. Yes, it was all made on the Isle of Wight. I filled up my wardrobe with Isle of Wight blue cheese, a case of galley baggers, and four of Borthwood breeze. I went to Godshill Orchards for a stone of cherry jam, God grief's chilli biltong, and an Isle of Wight cured ham. My bath is full of Adgeston wine, pressed from island grapes. My shed is full of Isle of Wight red squirrel shortbread shapes. And if it all drags on, and next summer there's a crisis, I've got three freezers full of chocolate chip Mingella ices. At the garlic farm shop, I've cleared out every shelf of garlic paste and garlic jam to eat all by myself. Garlic pickle, garlic relish, garlic vampire sauce, garlic marmalade and beer with garlic in, of course. A sack of Fentner sea salt, a case of mermaid gin, an island roasted coffee that's got no garlic in. Honeycomb from Binfield and porridge oats and flour that come from Calbourne Mill, all made with water power. Water power? Now that might come in handy when France cuts off the electricity. I took a van to Grace's to load it up with cakes. I fancied several dozen of all my favourite makes, but I had to keep it British, so no croissants or French bread. And I couldn't have paninis inside my Brexit shed. I rejected Danish pastries, won't put no foreign stuff in, so I left the Belgian buns, and all I got was English muffins. They told me with a frown, they're not great when they go stale. I said I'll wash them down with 50 crates of Goddard's ale. So I have got my Brexit hoard. I've bought all I can afford. I've filled my attic, garage, shed and cellar with all the stuff I've stored. I need never go abroad, because I'm such a patriotic fella. I didn't want to stop, I've cleaned out every shop. When Brexit comes, I'm going to be all right. And all of my stockpile was made upon this isle. Yes, it was all made on the Isle of Wight. But what if none of this is needed? If my caution was exceeded, and I don't need my stash on Brexit Day, then I'll hang on to all this stuff. I may need it soon enough, in case the Isle of Wight exits the UK.
Brilliant. That was great. I love that. That was fabulous and perfect timing as well. Steve, I just want to say thank you very much for coming in and entertaining us this lunchtime. And good luck with beer and buses. If you want to say anything, you've got 30 seconds. The floor's yours.
Right, yeah. If anybody would like me to come and play a set for an hour or so at anything to do with charity or community or a good cause, get in touch. It's for free.
Brilliant. How do they get in touch?
Facebook, Steve Love. Or I'm sure they call you and you put them through.
Yeah, no worries. We'll do that. All right, OK. And maybe next time you'll come in and sing a song about Vectis Radio.
And one about you.
There's a... Right, OK. Thank you very much to Steve Love. Stand by. It's Shaz and Matt on the way with the afternoon show.